You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. In-person absentee voting for the April 1st election starts today. You can find voting information at myvote.wi.gov. You can learn about candidates through video interviews on the Racine County I website. The Racine Common Council will vote tonight on possibly overriding Mayor Corey Mason's veto last week. The changes would have shifted committee appointment power from the mayor to the council president. A two-thirds majority is required for the override to succeed. Senator Tammy Baldwin is on a statewide tour. Her Racine stop location Thursday has yet to be announced. A 43-year-old registered sex offender in Racine has been arrested for allegedly filming children at the Gilmore School. It happened outside the school March 5th. Paul Shelton faces multiple charges, including failing to update his sex offender information and photographing a minor without consent. And Thursday at 6, Friday at 1. Those are the broadcast start times for the upcoming state basketball tournament games. Two Racine teams are in contention. The Prairie School tips first, then Park. We'll also air the final games if a local team gets in. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A setback for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' backup center, Jericho Sims, will be out for at least a month. Sims had surgery yesterday in New York after suffering torn ligaments in his right thumb. It happened early Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims, after the game, his right hand all taped up.
It happened the first few seconds I was in. I got caught on another player when I was cutting him off. Physical is just boxing out. I mean, that's something that we usually are good at, but, you know, it's certain teams we tend to struggle with.
The Bucks open a five-game road trip tonight against Golden State. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Denver for their game Thursday afternoon against Montana. Marquette will face New Mexico in Cleveland on Friday night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Padres 14-8 out in Arizona. Infielder Bryce Terang sitting out with a sore shoulder. For now, it looks like Joey Ortiz will start at shortstop on opening day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conan O'Brien crushed it. It seems he was the host the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences longed for when it comes to hosting the Oscars. People have picked apart past hosts' performances, but reviews for Conan's emceeing skills were overwhelmingly positive. His reward? Conan will host the 98th Annual Oscar Awards next March 15th. The talk show host was asked about coming back and said the only reason he's returning next year is so he can hear Adrian Brody finish his speech. He might have to extend that another year. You gotta love when someone makes a documentary about a controversy that hasn't even been decided yet, such as the case with the Blake Lively-Justin Baldoni legal battle. The documentary He Said, She Said, Blake Lively versus Justin Baldoni, is available to watch in the UK on Five Channel, but those in the US who couldn't care less will have to wait until March 30th. First, when it will drop on Max and Discovery Plus. Despite some well-reviewed films, it was a pretty lackluster weekend at the box office. The weekend proved to be the lowest grossing theater totals of the year so far, with prognosticators surprised that a spring break weekend at the box office came in even lower than Super Bowl weekend by about $1 million. Novocaine led the way with a little more than $8 million at the gate. The film stars Jack Quaid as a man who does not feel pain while trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend. Last week's champ, Mickey 17, finished in second place with $7.5 million and $33 million for the two-week total. Steven Soderbergh's new spy thriller, Black Bag, finished with $7.5 million, but on about 1,100 less screens than Mickey 17. Rounding out the top five are Captain America, Brave New World, which pulled in over $5 million, and The Day the Earth Blew Up, the first Looney Tunes movie ever made for a theatrical release, with a disappointing just over $3 million. The late Gene Hackman did not mention his three children in his will, but they might still end up with some of his $80 million worth of assets. Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, passed away in late February under mysterious circumstances. Late last week, it was disclosed that Arakawa passed away from the hantavirus a week before her Oscar-winning husband. Authorities say Hackman suffered from Alzheimer's disease and couldn't take care of himself after his wife died, and as a result, passed away a week later. In Betsy's will, it was stated that she left her estate to various charities. Hackman, however, however, named Betsy as the recipient of his assets, essentially leaving his three now middle-aged children out in the cold, or so it would seem. As it turns out, due to Betsy's death, Hackman has no secondary beneficiaries, so it looks like his kids will be the recipient of their father's $80 million fortune after all. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are watching a storm system that will bring rain and a few thunderstorms tomorrow, and then rain will change to some snow tomorrow night into Thursday. There could be some minor accumulation and possibly some slick roads Thursday morning. Today, clouds in the morning, a little more sunshine in the afternoon with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 42.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.